Hello, hello, our wonderful patrons. We love you so dearly, don't we, Jordan?
Oh, yes. My friends, you're all so nice. I love you. You give us gifts.
Yes.
You give me gifts.
Much like Jordan's mom gave him the gift of life. It was Jordan's birthday in August, which means we are going to talk about what Jordan got for his birthday. And fun fact, because my birthday is in December and we're going to do Christmas, I never get to find out what patrons got me, which sucks, but it's okay.
Well, your birthday's literally like December 31st. Like the absolute last second that you just sneak in there at the end of the year.
Snuck it in, and there's legally obligated every single account has to say, parents must love that. It's great for your taxes. But I was actually at a chocolate factory, and they're like, if two people share a birthday in this tour group, everyone gets extra chocolate, and we were all saying our birthdays. And he was like, why didn't anyone just lie so you get extra chocolate? I was like, dude, my birthday's December 31st. I'm gonna just, like, let me flex that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool birthday.
It is. Yeah, it's like meeting someone born on Christmas or something, like Jesus. But I wasn't born on that. I wasn't born on that day.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I was born in August. And, you know, Josh Robinson, he was, like, so good at giving gifts. He actually gave me a $100 gift card to
Hooters.
Yes, exactly, David.
That's actually a really good white elephant gift, is a gift card to Hooters.
Yeah.
I think Alex Eric Klein actually gave you a better one, where he actually gave you hope for the future for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't last very long, but...
Well, it is 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that was a wonderful 5 minutes. But thankfully, when it was over and I was sad, Rachel gave me some of that banana pudding that was upsetting her.
I was offering her some banana pudding tonight, but she turned it down because it turns out that Hunter actually gave you the banana pudding recipe. And she was like, how do I compete with that?
That might have happened, but I couldn't do anything with it until Trevor Schechter came over and made it, because I'm not very good at making things sometimes.
I thought, though, you had taken that pottery class that Simic vs. Senpai Ash paid for.
I tried to, and when I started making a pot, I felt like Scott appear as a ghost behind me and put his hands on my hands and try and make the pot.
Yeah.
And do a better shape, and I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you already had that bong you got from tea, so it's like, what else do you really need to make in a pottery class?
Actually,
can you make a bong out of clay? Is that just, it feels weird, but I don't know why it is.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you should be able to do it. At least I didn't think so until Albie actually gave me a ceramic bong. I was like, dude, I didn't know that this existed. What the fuck?
But where did that Dan Kush come from? Vegan friend of the show, Mike Carpenter, where he gave you that Venus vegan green stuff. Where it literally has the Jolly Green Giant saying no to a bunch of jars of honey.
That really upsetted Tracking Roving Animals for All Loving Girls and Raccoons Wolfwood, because he loves bees and honey so much.
He does. But what did he get you, though?
Well, Tracking Roving Animals for All Loving Girls, and I don't remember the rest. Well, he just got me flowers. And I was like, thank you, T. Wolfwood. That was very nice of you.
Aw, but not quite as nice as Brian Sexton actually let you know the day of your death, which at first seems morbid, but when you know you got 30 days to live, you get to live it up.
Exactly. Oh no, David, I think today is 30 days for my birthday. Oh no.
Just imagine you just die and the recording just ends. And I just say in like a monotone voice the reigning patrons.
Yeah, it's that okay
actually,
though.
That actually sounds pretty fun. You want to do that?
Can you say that one more time? I forgot.
I was saying you just die during this recording and I just say the name of the rest of the patrons in a monotone voice.
Yeah.
We'll just put in like that you know noise.
Oh, from Psycho?
No, from like the heart rate monitor.
Oh, beep. Beep.
Ah, shit.
Thankfully, that's not really, that didn't count because Usopp Major actually got me a broken EKG as like a gag.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but I do know that Usopp Major, Peter Hunt's Feck actually got you a working heart because I'd already taken yours.
Yeah, but then Dylan Kreider broke it.
Was that his gift, was breaking your heart? That's pretty badass. Yeah,
it was. It honestly was. He wanted to give me inspiration.
Yeah, and Blah Moo Moo gave you the gift of him listening to this recording right now. So shout out to you, Blah Moo Moo.
That's the best gift that anyone could give me. I also remember when Lincoln Fry gave me a bunch of Lincoln Logs. I was like, that was a little bit on the nose, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, which is actually, a lot of things are on the nose because Generic Man gave you a solid gold nose, which used to be owned by, I think, Tycho Brahe.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Creator of Penny Arcade.
Didn't he give you the rights to Penny Arcade as well?
No, the real Jory gave me that.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know how he got it. But he did.
Stackhorn, I know, tried to give you the rights to control delete, and it says on the receipt, no returns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I couldn't. I looked him in the eye and was like, sorry, that's, I can't allow you to experience such a loss. And Derek thought that was so funny that he just, he gave me a baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope the baby's in our room, because I know it's actually taken by the gay unicorn biker just literally gave you just gave you a baseball bat in a room with Tim Bunkley and shut the door, which is a very fucked up gift. And I do not want to know what you did with that, your time.
Let's not talk about it. Anyway, Scarlet Myrmidon actually gave me earmuffs to silence the screams. Completely unrelated, of course.
Aw.
Yeah.
But you know what, Cram? Cram actually was the one who got everyone to sign your birthday card, which was really nice.
Yeah, Marabara didn't, though. But then Marabara showed up with, like, a huge check with their name written all over it for $1 million. So I can't really be too mad at them.
But Gabe Landau, though, actually was the one who gave you financial advice for how to best invest it, which was surprisingly not put it all in Dogecoin, which worked really well for me, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I didn't need to do that because Jeanette Davis already gave me a ton of Dogecoins.
Really?
Yeah.
How many is a ton?
Oh, I don't know. It you know, the market goes up and down.
So how did that compare, though, in terms of weight from the solid gold ingot that Hans gave you and they just put it in your pocket and said, keep the change?
Yeah, that was a lot of BS, which reminds me of when BS got me a matching golden urinal.
I thought you were going to say paid for your college education, so BS provided you a BS.
No, that's what Shinko Sekimoto did.
Oh, that's so sweet of them. But
it was.
I know Kevin Biggs though actually was at your college graduation and sent you like an HD video of it, when it was really weird because it's like, how did they attend your college graduation, which was like 5 years ago?
Well, the weirdest part was that the camera wasn't even focused on me. It was focused on Marty. And Marty doesn't know why that was, but he did give me a cupcake. And it was very tasty.
Aww.
Thank you.
But not as tasty as Sarah Hydra actually baked you cookies, which Sarah Hydra, if you're listening, actually does bake cookies. So that's, yeah, that's true to life.
Oh, yes. When she made the cookies, she actually used the...
last unicorn tier in existence.
Yes, she used the Maguchan cookie cutter that Silly Rookie got me.
Oh, that's so sweet of her.
Yeah.
And then Dolphin chose for you to live another day.
And I thank him for that.
God, this was such a weird Patreon shadow. I don't even know. Fuck it. We gave it a fair shot. All right. That's it, Jordan. I'm going home.
Yeah, screw you guys. I'm going home.
All right. Bye, Power.
Bye.